الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنه من يتق ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: استعينوا على أموركم بالكتمان، فإن صاحب النعمة محسود، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan has a special link and association with the Quran. And we are encouraged, particularly in this month, to immerse ourselves in the Quran. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi was a great scholar of Islam. Muwatta Imam Malik is a compilation of ahadith that Allah Ta'ala accepted throughout the ages. Yet it is mentioned about Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi that when the month of Ramadan would start, then he would sit, open the Mus'haf, the Quran, and he would even cease to engage in any other talk. In fact, he would say, La kalama ma'a kalamillah. There can be no other speech besides the speech of Allah. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran encourages us, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah Ta'ala says that in the incidents of Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam that are mentioned in the Quran, there is ibrat, there is caution, there is great lesson for whom? Li'ulil albab, for the people of intelligence. Quran is kalamullah, Quran is the absolute truth, Quran is hudan wa shifa, it is hidayat. It is shifa also. Not just shifa for physical ailments, but more important than physical ailments is spiritual maladies. Allah Ta'ala has kept shifa in the Quran for our spiritual maladies also. And particularly by us making mudhakara of the incidents of Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, these were the bastions, the sources of light chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the hidayat of humanity throughout the ages. And one of the primary objectives of the Quran is hidayat. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says, this is the book, there is no doubt in it, it is hidayat for the people of taqwa. The kuffar, when the incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were placed in front of them, they would say, Asatirul Awaleen. These are fairy tales, stories. For us people of Iman, for the Ummah of the Quran, these incidents are sabak and they are ibrat. Quran, Allah says, Allahu nazzala ahsan al hadith, kitabam mutashabiham muthmathani, taqasha'irru minhu juludul ladina yakhshawna rabbahum, thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. Quran is ahsanul hadith. There is no more beautiful kalam than the Quran. Allah himself says, ahsan, most beautiful. When it comes to Jannat, Ashabul Jannati khairun mustaqarra wa ahsanu maqila. Allah says Jannat is ahsan, the most beautiful home. Deen Islam, woman ahsanu min Allah. There is no more beautiful way of life than Deen Islam. When it comes to takhliq and creation of insan, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Allah says, we created this insan, this human being, in the most beautiful form. Quran, insan ahsan. Quran ahsan. Jannat ahsan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ Uswatun hasana. Hasan, husan, ahsan. These are all from the same root words. Allah says, for you in Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful example. Insan's fitrat, nature, is we tend to be attracted, magnetized by beauty, by husan. So Quran is husan. Jannat is husan. The way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is husan. This insan has been created beautifully. And in Quran itself, Allah says, Ahsan al-Hadith. Quran is the most beautiful kalam. And then in Quran itself, there is one particular incident which Allah Ta'ala refers to. Inna anzallahu Quranan Arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. Allah says, we are going to expound before you the most beautiful story. Limited time we have, and Quran is بَحْرٌ لَا سَاحِلَ لَهُ. It's a limitless ocean. But through the barakah and blessing of this month of Ramadan, we are going to inshallah elaborate little bit on what Allah Ta'ala refers to as Ahsanul Qasas, the most beautiful story in the Quran. That of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Why? Because there is a special munasabat and link of this month of Ramadan with Yusuf alayhi salam. Ulama say 12 months in the year. Islamic calendar, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah. 12 months in the Islamic calendar, of them one is special, Ramadan. Like that, Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons. One of them Allah chose and elevated and made special, and that was Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Another munasabat and link of this month with the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam. Ulama say that the kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam, according to the riwayat of Qurtubi, this kurta was sent down by Allah to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was in the fire. Allah Ta'ala sent him clothes from Jannat. The garment that was sent for him was this kurta. Ibrahim alayhi salam passed it on to his progeny, Ishaq alayhi salam, who passed it to Yaqub alayhi salam. And we know the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, I'm not going to go into details. Yaqub alayhi salam, the trepidation, the fear was already there in the heart. Qurtubi says, according to that riwayat, that this kurta had been shrunk into a silver chain. He hung it round the neck of Yusuf alayhi salam on the day when the brothers were going to take him under the pretext of playing with him. Then 40 years of separation. We know the history. This chain was around the neck of Yusuf alayhi salam with this kurta shrunk into it. When permission came for him to reveal himself to his father Yaqub alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, 40 years of crying. He had lost his eyesight. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. He had lost his eyesight because of excessive grief. Yusuf alayhi salam said, اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيسِ هَذَا فَأَلْقُوهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ أَبِي يَأْتِ بَصِيرًا. Take this kurta of mine and throw it on the face of my father. His eyesight will come back. Why? Because Jibreel had come and informed Yusuf alayhi salam that in this kurta is rihul jannah, is the fragrance of Jannah. This was the kurta which Allah Ta'ala had sent down for Ibrahim alayhi salam from Jannat. And any human being that is exposed to the fragrance of Jannah will be cured from whatever sickness he is involved in. Ulama say, the kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam was used to restore the eyesight of Yaqub alayhi salam. Like that, Ramadan, if it is spent correctly, it will open up the eyes of Iman of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They say the noor of sight was restored on the face of Yaqub alayhi salam through the kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam. Ramadan spent properly, the noor of Iman will light up the blackened hearts of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ramadan, what does Allah say? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. The johar, jewel, goal, objective of the month of Ramadan. Allah says, O people of Iman, fasting was prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those before you. Not because Allah in any way benefits from you staying hungry, or you staying away from food, or your passions and desires. What is the goal? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you become muttaqi. So that you get the jewel of taqwa. Quran says the goal of Ramadan is taqwa. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said this month of Ramadan is shahru sabr. It is the month of sabr. It is the month of patience. Ulama say the two objectives of Ramadan are taqwa and sabr. The nichor, the essence, the khulasa of the entire incident of Yusuf alayhi salam revolves around these two things. That is why in the end, in Surah Yusuf it is mentioned, innahu mayyattaqi wa yasbir فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيءُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Yusuf alayhi salam says to his brothers, the one who will adopt taqwa and sabr, Allah will never abandon him. Whatever difficulties, whatever challenges, whatever hardships he will face, Allah will be with him as long as there is these two qualities. Quran's goal of Ramadan, taqwa. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, goal of Ramadan, sabr. These two things, the entire incident of Yusuf alayhi salam revolves around this. Taqwa, sabr. Ulama explained, you can never be successful in this world unless you correct your relationship with Allah and you correct your relationship with Allah's creation. What we call Hukukullah, the rights of Allah. Hukukul Ibad, the rights of your fellow human being. Both have to be found. They say through taqwa, you will restore your relationship with Allah. Through sabr, you will restore your relationship with your fellow human being. And we find that these two marahil, these two basic tenets, this entire incident of Yusuf alayhi salam revolves around these two things, taqwa, sabr. Allah tested the taqwa of his Nabi, and Allah made this Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam go through stage upon stage upon stage of sabr in this entire incident. We're not going to go into the details, time is limited, certain aspects. For example, Inni ra'aytu أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. يوسف عليه السلام comes to his father. He says, I saw a dream. What dream? I saw 11 stars, the sun and the moon making sajda to me. Yaqub alayhi salam knew the meaning of this dream. Straight away, he cautions Yusuf alayhi salam. Very important point we learn. Today's youth, when they see a dream, or they are faced with some dilemma, or some confusion, or some problem, who do they turn to? Do they turn to their parents? Do they turn to their father, or do they turn to their friends? Unfortunately, today, more often than not, the youngster will turn to his friend. Why? Because the father has not taken the trouble to establish that kind of relationship with his child. Why? Because the father's life is revolving around the cell phone. Today, that cell phone has become, one, it's an instrument of necessity, communication tool. But unfortunately, it has overtaken our lives. So that you ask somebody, by from morning till now, how many times you looked at the cell phone? He'll tell you 50 times. How many times you open Quran? If he's lucky, maybe one or two times. That too in Ramadan. Outside Ramadan, not at all. The whole life today is revolving around the cell phone. So that the person, even when he is physically present at home, he's absent. I always say this. Today, even in the toilet, before there used to be one sound that used to come from the toilet. Now it's hello, hello, and that sound. Even in the toilet. Allah Ta'ala cautions us, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah says, do not become like those who forgot Allah. Do not become like those who forgot Allah. What is Allah's azab that will come? Not that the malaika will scream or earthquake or Allah will wipe you out. No, first azab. Ansahum anfusahum. Those who forgot Allah, Allah will make you forget yourself also. You will live a meaningless existence. People, this bag door of dunya, running behind, lives revolving around the cell phone. So that we've got no chain. Person is physically at home, is totally absent. Our elders are saying, establish halqa of ta'aleem. Let there be quality time. Have tawajju for your children. This word tawajju. Tawajju, you know, like we say sometimes in bayan, tawajju farmai. Brothers, pay attention. We translate it like that. But the word tawajju comes from the word waja. Waja means face. Means at least take the trouble of facing the person that is speaking to you. There is something that Allah has placed in every human being. This is what we call izzat-e-nafs. Izzat-e-nafs means that naturally, every human being is wired this way, that we demand a certain level of respect from the next person. Basic respect, when you speak to that person, for that person to pay attention to you. Look at the akhlaq and character of our noble master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When anyone would call Rasulullah, anybody, not some king or ruler or some prominent person, any person would call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In his shamail, it is mentioned, idhal tafata, iltafata jami'a. Example, somebody from this side says, Molana calls me. I may just turn slightly. Jibai, what do you want? That is not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Nabi, whoever would call, iltafata jami'a, his entire body would turn in the direction of that person. He would give that person 100% attention. This is what we call tawajjuh. And this is izzat-e-nafs. That you are respecting that basic, intrinsic level of attention that naturally every human being demands. When your life revolves around the cell phone and you are physically present but mentally you are absent, this attacks the izzat-e-nafs of your children. You break down their moral, you break down their himmat, You break down their courage. That respect is no more there. That relationship does not develop the way it is supposed to develop. Child, when faced with pareshani, problem, the first thing that should come in the mind is father and mother, not friends. Yusuf alayhi salam turned straight. In fact, this entire incident, I'm digressing, time is limited. But this entire incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, a lot of times we speak, Yusuf alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam. There is a much deeper message in this entire incident. A lot of times this escapes us. That what an example of a father, the conduct of a father Allah portrays in Yaqub alayhi salam. If you look at his sons, besides Yusuf alayhi salam, the level of disrespect, the level which they turned against him. In Surah Yusuf it's mentioned, Inna abana lafi dalalim mubin. Tallahi innaka lafi dalalika al-qadim. Hatta takuna haradan aw takuna innama hatta takuna haradan aw takuna min al-halikin. If we understood Arabic, we'd get an idea of the level of disrespect in these statements. They are telling a Nabi of Allah. Nabi is a source of hidayat. Allah uses him for hidayat. Inna abana lafi dalalim mubin. Our father is completely deviated. Tallahi, Allah's qasam, inna naraka fi dalalika al-qadim. You are gone back to your old dalalat about Yusuf alayhi salam. Look at the level of disrespect. And what is the reaction of Yaqub alayhi salam? The sabr, the love, the affection. Why? Behind it is what? He could have cut off ties with them. He could have caught them out on their lie. Jaa'u ala qamisihi bidamin kadib. They brought the bloodied kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam and presented it to him. The moment he saw it, he knew that this is not the truth. Why? Because where would you find a wolf that is so intelligent that it would have taken the kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam out first, then ate him up, and then put the blood on the kurta so that the kurta is not torn at all? Where are you going to get an intelligent wolf like that? That's why Quran says, Bidamin kadib. They brought damin kadib, blood of lies. And Yaqub alayhi salam, the moment he saw the kurta, he knew that no wolf is that intelligent. That is going to eat Yusuf alayhi salam, and the kurta is not going to tear. There's not going to be any teeth marks on it. So he knew they were lying. He knew that was not the truth. Yet, sabr, sabr, sabr. Why? Behind this was what? The concern that they must come back. The concern that Allah must give them hidayat. Hidayat, our children get or not get, that's in Allah's hands. But what should be our conduct? How should we deal with them? In that, a great source of light is Yaqub alayhi salam and his conduct with his sons. Such a great crime they committed. How often they would speak to him with such disrespect. And yet, look at the sabr, look at the patience, look at the tolerance, look at the love and muhabbat of Yaqub alayhi salam. 40 years, he didn't call them out on their lie. And then, when they were going to Aziz and Misr, when they were going to Egypt, look at the expression of Quran. Ya baniya, la tadkhulu min babi wahid, wadkhulu min abwabin mutafarriqa. Oh my beloved sons, when you enter Misr, don't enter from one door. Enter from different doors. Why? Because I fear bad nazri will come on you. When he advises them to go and search for Yusuf alayhi salam and Binyamin, look at the expression of Quran. Ya bani yadhhabu fatahassasu mi Yusufa wa akhihi wa la tayasu min ruhillah. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Oh my beloved sons, go and search for Yusuf and his brother Binyamin and never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Only a kafir nation will lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Look at the muhabbat, look at the compassion, look at the kindness. Absolutely no harshness. in Yaqub alayhi salam. Wallah, the example of what a father is and the role model that he represents and the manner in which he should deal with recalcitrant children is beautifully illustrated in this entire incident. Nevertheless, Yusuf alayhi salam relates the dream. Yaqub alayhi salam, straight away, he knows what the meaning of this dream is. He's afraid. So he says to Yusuf alayhi salam, لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا. Do not mention this dream to your brothers, for I fear that shaitan will influence them against you. Don't mention this dream to your brothers. Why? Yaqub alayhi salam feared the jealousy of the other brothers. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Istainu ala umurikum bil kitman, fa inna sahiban ni'mati mahsudun. He said, take Allah's help in your affairs by concealing. Today, mashallah, with this Twitter and social media and chat group, somebody is sending a picture. I'm in Maldives and I'm here and I'm paragliding and I'm on the moon and I'm on some ship and I'm in business class and I'm here and I'm there. If Allah blesses you with whatever, conceal it. Don't show off. Don't boast. People are going through enough hardship and you are flinging your dunya in their face. What do you expect? They're going to make shabashi with you. Sahiban ni'mati mahsudun. My Nabi said that a person who Allah blesses, there will be those who are jealous. People's hearts are not clean. They're not becoming happy that you're advancing. MashaAllah, I opened a new branch and I opened 10 branches and I did this and I did that. And then we worried after that, that problems are coming. Istainu ala umurikum bil kitman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, take help in your affairs by concealing. Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi beautifully used to say, that if you have 100 in dunya, show only 10. Show only 10. Don't be boastful. He says, the problem with us is we've turned it around. When it comes to deen, we'll be doing 10 and we'll show 100. When it comes to deen, we'll be doing 10 and we'll show 100. In everything, we want to show more than what we're doing. So in any case, Yaqub alayhi salam cautions Yusuf alayhi salam. The brothers come to know, we know the incident. Ya abana, ma laka la ta'manna ala Yusuf, wa inna lahu lanasihun, arsilhu ma'ana ghaday yarta' wa yal'ab, wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Look at the chalaki and the cunning. Oh, our beloved father, why don't you trust us with Yusuf? We will take him, we are going to play with him, we'll look after him. Inni la yahzununi an tadhhabu bihi wa akhafu an ya'kulahu adh-dhi'b wa antum anhu ghafilun. He said, I'm afraid. We know the incident. He says, I'm worried that the wolf might attack Yusuf alayhi salam. Whilst you are busy with your games, they had already planned. Alquhu fil jub. They were going to throw him into a well. Look at Quran. Jub is that well in which there is no water. Bir in Arabic is that well in which there is water. So they had already planned to throw him into such a well where there was no water. This aspect of the life of Yusuf alayhi salam, sabr, sabr, sabr. The moment they are alone with him in the field, this innocent 7-year-old child plus minus, the brothers turn in aggression against him. They start beating him mercilessly. Then finally they take him to the mouth of the well. They are pushing him down. He's clinging as a little child will to the bank of the well. One narration it comes that one of them mercilessly takes the reverse side of his sword and he crushes it down on the fingertips of Yusuf alayhi salam. So finally he has to let go and he is flung into the well. At that time, wahi and revelation from Allah comes. لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Yusuf, don't worry. this is your zamana and your period of sabr. That day is going to come that you will reveal to them what they are doing to you. Jibreel had already been sent. Jibreel was waiting as Yusuf alayhi salam fell into the well. He was caught with the wing of Jibreel. From the 11 brothers, one, they had a little bit of element of remorse. His name was Yehuda. Perhaps because of that little bit of remorse that he had, the Yehudi nation is named after this brother of Yusuf alayhi salam. For the next 3 days, he brings some food, lowers it into the well for Yusuf alayhi salam. But he also was still that hard-hearted that he did not inform Yaqub alayhi salam of where his brother is. Allah makes it such, a caravan is passing. They are searching for water. Adla Dalwa. They lower the bucket into the well. The young 7-year-old Yusuf jumps into the bucket. Now they are finding it so heavy, trying to pull it out. Why is the water so heavy? They didn't know there was no water in that well. Finally, when the bucket emerges, Ya Bushra Hada Hulam. This is Quran. Quran is Kamal. Ya Bushra. Ya Bushra. In other words, like Eid has come. They are elated, overtaken. Hada Ghulam. Hada Ghulam is an expression of hayrat, astonishment. Why? Because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Mi'raj, in the third heaven I met Yusuf alayhi salam. And what did my Nabi say about Yusuf alayhi salam? He said, U'tiya shatr al-husn. Current world population, 8 billion. How many insan Allah created? Allah only knows. From Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come, my Nabi said the beauty of the whole human race put together, half was given to Yusuf alayhi salam. U'tiya shatr al-husn. Half of the beauty of humanity. One is the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah placed a parda, a veil over that beauty. Aisha radiallahu anha says that the women of Egypt, when they saw the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, which was apparent, they cut their hands without being aware. If Allah removed the veil of the beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would have cut their hearts without being aware. But half the beauty of humanity given to Yusuf alayhi salam. That is why even the jannati, Allah says, Husnu Yusuf. Allah will give every jannat male the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. So this was like a 14 full moon. Hada gulam. They are shocked. This was like a chan shining. This youngster, half the beauty of humanity. Just then the brother comes. He says, this is our slave that ran away. This is our slave that ran away. So they said, can we purchase him? He said, no problem. وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودًا وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. For a paltry sum, Yusuf alayhi salam, a free youngster is now sold into slavery. Period of sabr. And then sabr. And then sabr. Finally he is brought into the home of Aziz Misr, the minister of Misr. As Yusuf alayhi salam grows up, one is the beauty as a young child. Now the beauty as a fully fledged adult. Zuleika, who herself was very beautiful, the wife of Aziz Misr, she is infatuated by Yusuf alayhi salam. Now the marhala and the test of taqwa comes. This entire incident reverberates between, revolves between sabr, taqwa, sabr, taqwa. This juncture, Quran describes, وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. Allahu Akbar. This is Quran. Such a long sentence. What was the need to elongate this? وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. This is eloquence of Quran, the sentence is elongated to make us understand what a dangerous situation has arisen. What a slippery slope this is. On one side, the taqwa of a Nabi. On the other side, the height of the beauty of batil. And what is at stake? The haya, the shame, the chastity of a Nabi. How delicate? Quran goes further. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَلَكْ هَيْتُلَكْ هَيْتِلَكْ هِئْتُلَكْ هِئْتِلَكْ هَيْتُلَكْ هَيْتَلَكْ هَيْتِلَكْ All these various qiraats are to make us understand what a dangerous precipice this is. The height of taqwa on one side, the height of batil on the other side. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ What was the reaction? مَعَذَ اللَّهِ مَعَذَ اللَّهِ Zulaykha, forget about it, this is never going to happen. I seek the protection of Allah. I seek the protection of Allah. Guard your chastity. Guard your chastity. Guard your chastity. Yusuf alayhi salam starts running. The doors are locked. The doors open miraculously till he comes to the final door. Wa alfaya sayyidaha ladal bab. The husband is standing at the last door. The cunning of a woman, the cunning of batil. Ma jaza'u man arada bi ahlika su'an illa ayusjan aw adhabun aleem. She says, what should be the punishment of one who had bad intentions towards your wife? Normally, the punishment of this crime was death. But look at the cunning of Zulaykha. She mentions the punishment also. In other words, takes the death option off the table. Why? Because her desires had not yet been fulfilled and she hadn't given up on that. She still wanted to fulfill her desires. So what she says? Ayusjan or adabun alim, either you should be punished, beaten mercilessly, or put in jail. Yusuf alayhi salam, this is why my Nabi, I'm digressing again. Time is limited, but whatever little time, Allah give barakat in it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ma taraktu ba'di fitnatan adar. Ala rijal min an-nisa. He said, I have not left behind me any fitna that is more harmful and more dangerous for the men of my ummah than women. The greatest fitna, the most dangerous fitna is women. In these ahadith, general women are not men, badkar women are meant. Those who are away from deen, otherwise, Rabia Basri rahmatullah alayh, Aisha Umul Mu'mineen, Khadijatul Kubra, Fatimatul Zahra, radiyallahu anha, were also women. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not referring to them. It refers to badkar women, women whose lives are not on deen, who are devoid of taqwa. They pose the greatest challenge. They are the greatest fitna. Otherwise, on the other hand, also referring to women, what does my Nabi say? Innal jannata tahta aqdamil ummahat. That if a woman is on taqwa and deen and she is a mother, you will find jannat underneath her feet. You will find jannat underneath her feet. I am digressing because of our current situation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day after Fajr, it was his Mubarak pure habit. Then after Fajr Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would narrate his dreams. So one morning he says to Sahaba, Nimtu fara'aytuni fil jannah. He says, last night, whilst I was sleeping, Allah took me to Jannat. Fara'aytuni fil jannah. In my dream, I was in Jannat. Fasami'atu sawta qari'. Allah took me to Jannat. Where is Jannat? Jannat is by the arsh of Allah. سقفها عرش الرحمن. The highest Jannat is Firdaus. It comes in the riwayat, the roof of Firdaus. The roof of Firdaus is the arsh of Allah. So where's the earth and where's Allah's arsh? We can't even imagine this distance. I am speaking to you now. One wire gets loose, you can't hear me. My voice, the sound waves are carried on the shoulder of wind. Because of that movement of wind, you are able to hear me. Allah Ta'ala has created a circle, a curtain around this earth, 500 kilometers up, 500 miles up, where there is wind. Once you go above that, there is no wind. If you and I were sitting above the 500 kilometers and I can talk, you will hear nothing. Why? There is no wind. The sound waves move because of wind. Such a complex system for you to hear me. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, without any microphone, without any sound waves, he says, I am in Jannat. فَسَمِعْتُ سَوْتَ قَارِ. Someone is reading tahajjud salah, reading Quran in his tahajjud salah in Medina. And I could hear his qiraat in Jannat. I could hear his qiraat in Jannat. What must have been the maqam and status of this personality that Allah elevated him like that? Who was it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it was Haritha bin Nu'man. I asked the angels, whose qiraat is that? Whose qiraat? They said it is your sahabi Haritha bin Nu'man. He's reading Quran in Medina. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears his Quran in Jannat. And then what does my Nabi say? كَذَلِكَ الْبِرِّ كَذَلِكَ الْبِرِّ كَذَلِكَ الْبِرِّ. Allah elevated Haritha like this because of the service that he rendered to his elderly mother. Because of the service that he rendered to his elderly mother. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, لَوَدِدْتُ, he said once that I wish, لَوْ أَدْرَكْتُ وَالِدَيَّ. He says, if only Allah had kept both my parents alive, if not both, if Allah had kept my mother alive, I would have shown my ummah. It would have been Isha Salah, Masjid Nabawi, Imam Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَقَدْ قَرَأْتُ فَاتِحَةَ الْكِتَابِ. I would have read Surah Fatiha already in the Salah, Isha Salah, Masjid Nabawi, Imam Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muqtadi Sahaba. He says, I would have started the Salah. I would have read Surah Fatiha. My mother would have come to the window of the masjid. She would have said, Ya Muhammad. She would have called me. I would have shown my ummah. I would have broken that Salah. I would have broken that salah and I would have went to the window and said, Labbaik ya ummah. Oh my mother, I am present. What is your command? Oh my mother, Labbaik ya ummah. Maqam of a mother, status of a mother, position of a mother. Father Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Awsatu abwabil jannah. He said, it is the most conducive door to your jannah. Protect that door if you want, or destroy that door if you want. In the robe of a mother, tahta aqdamiha al jannah. My Nabi says, underneath her feet is jannah. Another hadith, he said, الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا مَتَى وَخَيْرُ مَتَاعِ الدُّنْيَا الْمَرَةُ الصَّالِحَةِ. He said, this world is full of precious things. This world is full of possessions. There is nothing, nothing, nothing more valuable that Allah can give you in this world. There is no treasure, no $1 million and $1 billion and financial empire that was more valuable than Allah giving you a pious wife. الْمَرَةُ الصَّالِحَةِ. If Allah gives you a pious wife, know and understand Allah has given you the most valuable possession anyone can possess in this world. So these ahadith with this warning is badkar women. Women who are not on taqwa. Women who are not on deen. Nevertheless, coming back to this incident, she says that ayusjana or adabun alim, either prison or punishment. Yusuf alayhi salam, naturally, hiya rawadatni an nafsi. He said, I am innocent. She is the one who invited me towards the wrong. I didn't commit any wrong. فَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلْ فَصَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ وَإِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرْ فَكَذَبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ فَلَمَّا رَآ قَمِيسَهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرْ قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ يُوسُفُ أَعْرِضْ عَنْ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرِي لِذَنْبِكِ إِنَّكِ كُنْتِ مِنَ الْخَاطِئِينَ Little child from the cradle miraculously spoke that see his kurta, if it is torn from the back, then she is lying and he is speaking the truth. If it is torn from the front, then he is lying and she is speaking the truth. When they investigated, they saw the kurta was torn from behind. So Aziz and Misr apologizes to Yusuf alayhi salam and he warns of the cunning of women, but Zulaikha had not given up on her plan. In fact, she was that level of stubbornness on her machinations that she wanted to even justify her wrong. So what does she do? She prepares a feast for the women of Misr, invites them. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَعَتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَآ وقالت اخرج عليهن فلما رأينه أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن وقلن حاش لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم الله أكبر. Look, this is Quran. The feast is prepared. Yusuf alayhi salam is told to bring knife is placed in each of their hands. They were given fruit. As they are cutting, Yusuf alayhi salam is commanded to present himself in front of them. They are mesmerized. Mesmerized. In fact, Quran describes their reaction. They could not, in hadha illa ma hadha bashara. They said, this is not a human being. This is not a human being. In hadha illa malakun kareem. This is, the word malak literally means angels. They didn't know about angels. What actually, in this context, it means this is some apparition. This is something not from this world. Why u'tiya shatr al-husn? Half the beauty of humanity was given to Yusuf alayhi salam. Still, Zulaikha had not given up. So what does Yusuf alayhi salam say? Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma tad'unani ilay wa illa tasrif anni kaydahunna asbu ilayhinna wa akum min al-jahilin. Ya Allah, protect me from this fitna. I prefer, Rabbi sijn ahabbu ilayya. Ya Allah, I prefer being locked up in prison than what she is inviting me towards. This call of haya, this call of shame, this call of modesty. Protect your haya, protect your shame, protect your modesty, lower your gaze. Fasting of Ramadan is not just fasting from food and drink. Fasting is a training. The eyes must fast, the ears must fast, the hands must fast, the feet must fast, every limb of the body must fast. And the greatest challenge of Ramadan is for the heart to fast. That no other jazba, no other inclination besides the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Inshallah, there'll be another majlis in an hour's time where some Hayatul Sahaba will be read. This incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, whatever we managed to cover, the jewels that Allah has given us in this Mubarak incident, we should try and make amal and bring this in our life. If Allah gives some opportunity at some other time, we'll complete the incident. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.